Christian Griffith is a long-distance runner crossing the country for a cause.
So I'm running for an organization called Help for Children, working for the prevention and treatment of child abuse. It fits well for me because I was sexually abused as a child.
He had heard about the wildfires mid-run.
That was the last thing in the world I ever thought of, right? Like, the fires had jumped US 40, and so they had closed 40 for a while. We were trying to navigate, and it was really challenging.
Conversation about the impacts of a devastating fire can be overheard while dining at Duchesne's Cowan's Cafe.
And the entire restaurant was engaged in conversation with me. One guy had a story of his shed had burned to the ground. Other people were just kind of giving me warnings, you know, be careful going here, be careful going there. You know, obviously the locals, they know a lot.
Sitting atop his van, Griffith can see the Fruitland Church and the command post where fire managers, containment crews, and the media are gathered.
I think more than anything was just kind of a feeling of sadness as I was running 40 because, you know, there's entire mountainside stretches that are just charred.
This extreme athlete isn't fazed by the remaining signs of a quick-burning blaze. Rain has helped eliminate the smoky haze, and the smell of charred forest goes unnoticed. He's used running and other extreme sports like skateboarding to escape from the pain he suffered as a teenager.
I just really didn't want to go home. Never really realizing why I liked to suffer so much. It just kind of calms the demons in my head. When I'm physically suffering at great levels, I don't have as much energy to focus on the uncomfortable stuff.
With help from fire crews who are combating the Western wildfire, Griffith now has a safer route for his 30 miles a day run through Utah, eventually making his way to San Francisco, all the while raising awareness and funds for the organization Help for Children to combat child sexual abuse. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.